From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, I'm Arun Roth. Welcome to Consider This, from Boston, where scandals continue to rock the city's police department. With more on what's going on is WBUR senior reporter Allie Jarmaning. Hey, Allie.
Hello.
So there are a lot of pieces here. Could you walk us through, give us a sketch of the situation the BPD is facing right now?
Yeah. So for one, the department doesn't have a permanent leader right now. Dennis White was sworn in as commissioner back in February, but was pretty immediately put on leave after allegations of domestic violence from 20 years ago surfaced against him. There's an ongoing outside investigation that's supposed to wrap up this month. Then we have the former police union head, Patrick Rose. He was arrested and charged with child sex abuse last summer. But then the Boston Globe reported over the weekend that Rose was charged with child rape back in 1995, but the case was dropped and he was allowed to continue working for 20 more years. The department kept it quiet. Acting Mayor Kim Janey was pressured into releasing the records on this case after the police department earlier refused. And finally, we have a horrible murder from over the weekend. A 73-year-old great-grandmother, Delois Brown, she was sitting on her front porch in Dorchester when she was shot and killed.
It's quite a rundown. And this isn't the first time the department has been under the microscope, right?
No, you know, some people will remember the turmoil of the early 1990s. And that's when the St. Clair Commission was convened by then Mayor Ray Flynn after some really big issues within the department came to light. And the commission found a shoddy internal investigation system, and it recommended the police chief be fired. He was not. But there's a big difference now, and that's the political climate. Since the killing of George Floyd by officers in Minnesota last summer, police departments have faced enormous pressure to change. So here's how Tom Nolan, a former Boston police lieutenant turned sociology professor, put it.
Now what we're seeing is just an increasing level of strident criticism on the part of the public. The drumbeat has been steadily increasing in the last couple of years in ways that it had not historically.
We've seen the passage of a police reform law at the state level that will provide more oversight of police departments. And here in Boston, there are a host of reforms in the works, including a new office that will investigate police misconduct.
Allie, give us a bit more detail about this latest incident from this past weekend, but because it fits into a pattern within the department, right? But also points to this need for a reform bill.
Yeah, so amid all the calls for reform and change to the police culture, there's still the department's main job, prevent and solve crimes. And we've seen in Boston a struggle to reduce violence and solve shootings in poorer neighborhoods. Delois Brown was the 10th person killed this year in the city. And as of us talking, nobody's been arrested yet. And in Boston, that is not rare. Over the last decade, only about a third of the murders in the city have been solved. And the rate is even worse for Black victims like Brown.
Allie, great reporting. This is great to have. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
That's WBUR senior reporter Allie Jarmaning. Before I go, I should tell you what else is up in Boston. Federal officials have recommended that health providers stop administering the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. This after reports of 6 cases of extremely rare but severe blood clots. And now the Massachusetts Department of Public Health has issued a similar order for state health providers. Dr. David Hamer is a professor of global health and medicine at Boston University and an infectious disease physician at Boston Medical Center. He says this pause could mean more than just a lag in the state's vaccine rollout.
My other concern is that it may fuel mistrust of vaccines in the population that are already hesitant about receiving vaccines.
As of this recording at 1 p.m. today, more than 181,000 doses of J&J have been administered here in Massachusetts. Meanwhile, the Ipswich River has been named the 8th most endangered river in the nation by the advocacy group American Rivers. The Ipswich provides drinking water to some 350,000 people in 14 cities and towns along the North Shore, but stretches of the river have run completely dry in recent years. Wayne Castingway of the Ipswich River Watershed Association says a combination of human demand, outdated environmental regulations, and climate change-related drought has degraded the river's ecosystem and its water supply.
During the summer or periods when water use is high, or when we have droughts like we've had in the last 5 years, our river is really susceptible to extreme low flows. And in fact, some parts of the river actually go dry, which in nature should never happen.
And today kicks off the Muslim holy month of Ramadan, involving 30 days of fasting and other forms of abstinence. Imam Taymullah Abdur Rahman is a Muslim chaplain for the Massachusetts Department of Corrections. He says Ramadan is partly about compassion for the struggles and hardship of others, and that the pandemic has taken the concept of empathy to a whole new level.
For instance, being cooped up in the house, not being able to move around, it has focused my heart and my mind on those who are unjustly incarcerated. So I think we're going into the month of Ramadan feeling, in a way, how we can be proximate to struggle and how we can kind of speak on behalf of those who really don't have a voice.
From the newsrooms of WBUR and GBH, the greatest combo in news, I'm Arun Roth. We'll talk tomorrow. Speaking of podcasts, here's one more you might enjoy. Innovation Hub is a show that celebrates inventive ideas in every aspect of our lives, from education to medicine, transportation to the economy, politics to technology. You'll hear writers, scholars, and other voices who will challenge your assumptions. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.